Dus time, my dear friends, as we approach slowing down time within the natural world, I would like each one of you to also slow down in your thinking, to recap on the many things we have spoken about in the past months. I suggest to you, my dear friends, that this also be a time of recouping energies. Because we have a few absent friends at this time, may I suggest to you that we spend this evening in discussing whatever topic you wish, but at the same time realizing that your thinking at this time must slow just a little in order that we can unfold to greater things. We have reached the time in all of your development when new happenings will occur. I believe I have told you, my dear friends, that many opportunities will be given to you.
Yes.
But as always, these opportunities are governed by your free will. So be aware, my dear friends, of all that comes to you. Before we continue on with this evening's questions, I would like just to say to our dear friend, the one who is known to us as Mark,
yes,
that he has been faced with many decisions in recent times, but I will say only this to you, that you are going forward on the correct pathway, but you need to be aware of spiritual time. Do not forsake it for the sake of earth's physical pain.
I'm making a change. Next week I'm finishing the second shop, closing it down, so I think things will be a bit less demanding, and I think I'll be in a better position to organise my time.
Yes. Your awareness is there, but although I do not come to advise, as you full well know, I feel that just a little reminder that your spiritual awareness is of great importance. Thank you for listening to my words. Now, if you have questions this time, my dear friends.
Any questions? Not really questions. I was just thinking of Sanamat saying we had to slow down, and nature itself slows down. Perhaps this is partly to keep us in tune with nature. Is that so, or is that just to regenerate us ourselves?
I have brought you along the path in recent times in trying to understand the world of nature a little more closely. Because in this way, your attunement to all things will be so much greater. Yes, as the natural world disintegrates and regenerates, so too does the physical being. At times need times of quietness and rejuvenation of spirit. So, if you can find that same connection, then all to the betterment of your own unfoldment.
Mary?
Just about, I was thinking last week about when we sit in the circles and we don't cross our legs. When people meditate though, they often cross their legs. Is it important at all? I know when sitting in a circle that when you cross your legs, we've been told it stops the energy flowing a little bit.
Yes, I understand the question. Perhaps we can discuss this a little more. I am well aware of many rules and regulations which feature within your organizations, and to which many of you uphold these rules. Let me say, most of them have come from well-meaning people who have not always listened to our words of wisdom. Communication can take place whether the legs or arms or whatever else you wish to cross will take place. But let us look to the other side of the mirror and say that you all know that you are more than the physical beings that you see before you. that you are energy. And of course, that energy is cloaked by the physical being. So when people speak of energy being disrupted, then of course they are partially correct. I would say this to you, my dear friend, that it is probably more satisfactory for the human being to sit with their legs and arms uncrossed. Not because it helps with communication, but it is more comfortable for the physical being.
Oh, that's clear now.
Can you see the difference?
Yes, yes.
If you were to cross your legs now, it would not cut off communication with me.
Mm.
Do you each understand?
Yeah.
Because there is much said in your world.
So as long as we're comfortable.
I would say the important issue is that you are attuned properly, that your thinking is correct, and that your motive is good. Communication, therefore, will take place whenever those conditions are respected.
Sanima, when I've had somebody through me, and I've had difficulty getting that person to leave, I've crossed my arms, I've been told to cross my arms.
Yes, because it is a physical happening which then allows your mind to return to the physical.
All right. Yeah.
That is why.
I see.
There is too much spoken about physical and spiritual conditions. You might say, why therefore are we in dimmed light? That is slightly different because I am using a physical body. And for us who come that little farther, it is more comfortable. But that is not to say it cannot happen in full light. Mm. Of course it can. Mm. But we in our world are aware that the physical condition can sometimes be affected. Is this clear for you?
Yes. Any questions, Mark?
I think I'm okay. Then.
Okay. If I could ask one. It's a lady that you're using went to a meeting whereby she was lucky enough to see an angel. She was surprised at the size of the wings of this angel. Now, she has no idea that I'm asking you this question. But I wondered, can the wings vary from person to person? Is it their minds? Is it the being that shows himself?
Yes.
Happens to.
You know, of course, that the thought is all powerful.
Yes.
And the thought can create much. After all, when you come to our world, then all is thought. But you do have to remember that within our world there are beings who indeed are different from the physical beings as you know them.
Yeah.
These angels have never trodden your earthly pathway. Mm. And yes, they do show themselves with what you would call wings. These creations are but variations of light. You have not been told about angels thus far.
No.
I have told you that we will discuss it further. But you can tell this instrument whom I am using that the vision that she saw is not of her own thought pattern, but actually the being as he would be.
That's interesting.
I will, of course, when we come to that topic, explain to you why the beings known to you as angels would appear to have what you call wings. For now, I would say that is enough for the lady to know.
Yes, we look forward to in terms of the angels. I was just curious, and I think she was surprised at the size of the wings that she saw.
Why she should be surprised, I do not know. But, of course, when each one of you returns to physical life, you tend to forget, may I say, what you have experienced in the physical, in the spiritual sense. The spiritual and physical existence is so entirely different.
Would I be right in thinking, we've had a visit from our old friend this evening. Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My dear friends, you should never be surprised at anyone who comes to you within these conditions. Many, many, many are attracted to you. But I would say to you that whilst I am using this instrument, those who would desire to speak with you are kept back, may I say, for a short time. But there are many. Do not focus on one being.
I see.
Because always there are many.
Would they come to listen to your words as well as we do?
I, of course, am teaching many, many whilst I speak with you.
Yeah.
Not only do they gather in our world to listen to many speakers, but they are curious as to what we try to teach the beings of this earthly plane.
That's interesting.
But why should you be surprised, my dear friends? The thought is ever expanding.
Yes.
And just because I use an instrument who uses physical words, that does not detract from the energy of the thoughts. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you. Can I ask one more question? Last week we had somebody that communicated through Zoom. And she said that at each one of our feet there was a child. And she was explaining what the child was like and how old the child was. But she said the child had never been on this earth. I was curious to, she was explaining what the children were like, why they should have a physical form, if they had never been on this earth, and why they would want to wish, maybe they were just taking on this particular form to visit us, but it seemed curious to me why they should want to do that.
Because when a spirit takes on the physical garb, although that child does not walk the earthly plane, he still has chosen two people to be parents. When that child returns to our world, that interest is still there. Although they have gained in knowledge, and that is all that they have needed to know, still the interest remains, because once that spirit has decided to enter a new body, then it is essential that they continue to grow in our world.
So these are all children that have been conceived but haven't actually.
Yes.
That makes sense. I thought they were just. I didn't realise that. Yes.
If the children had never been conceived, they would never return to this earth plane.
Right. That's what I couldn't understand. Yes.
Is that clear?
Yes.
For you?
Now I understand that. Thank you. Yes.
Well, also, talking of children, there is, in this country at the moment, Siamese twins, two little girls, but one of the twins, she has no heart and a few other organs, which she's virtually living off of the sister who's got these essential organs. Is that one spirit?
It is one spirit, but with physical complications. Remember that when the spirit enters at conception, that it is now in the hands of physical living. We know that these problems confuse and upset many of you on this earthly plane. But that one child is probably not here to be living as a human being. But the purpose of that malformation is necessary, although you may not understand why. But it is but one spirit.
So if they were separated, one continued to live.
Yes.
Yeah, the other would be sort of nothing.
Yes. Yes. There are many questions in your world. We know confuse you, but all becomes clear when you return to our world. All I say to you, my dear friends, is when you have such confusion within your thinking, then send out the thought to have it made clearer to you. And you will find the answers.
It is something we forget. Just remember it all.
Always, and again, I do not apologize for saying that your thought is the most powerful possession you hold. Please use it in a wise way.
Yes. Any more questions?
If nobody else has got anything, this is a very personal thing, and I don't really know whether I should be asking you, and probably you've answered it by telling me to use my thought. My daughter's about to go on a journey, on a trip, and I've just heard there's trouble in the place where she's going to go. just wonder if you can make any comments to me.
You are a natural physical being, a mother of a child. That love and concern would be most natural for anyone. I would say to you only this. Look deep within your heart and know and understand that the children sent to you are only born. That their life pathway leads them to places you may not always approve of, but it is their pathway. Think carefully that although there are many places within your world where there is much trouble, much anger, much devastation, you cannot stop another from living their life. Your children, my dear friend, are of an age when they know their own thinking. Is that not true?
Yes, it is.
I would say to you, you have no worries.
Thank you very much.
Let her go.
Thank you.
Lesson
for
the parent as well.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
But it is difficult, we know and understand the deep bond of love. But do you fully understand, my dear friend, that these children, as you call them, are also spirit?
Yes.
Have chosen their lives, their parents, not so much as I have told you because of the people, but the opportunities that will be given to them. And may I say, this is one of life's opportunities for this one.
That's very nice for them, thank you.
That's helped each one of us.
Perhaps I can say again to each one of you, my dear friends, if only you would use your thought wisely, if only you would look inwardly when one of life's crises comes to the fore, if only you would remember my words. Life would hold no fear for you, because you would be seeing life with spiritual eyes. That, my dear friends, is my mission here with you. That each one of you who listens to these words will grow and unfold spiritually to a degree that is unique to each one of you. After all, your stage of development is very individual. But we have a common bond. Each one of you seeks truth. Each one of you lives truth. Each one of you wishes to spread truth. And yet, each one of you is held back by fear. This is my hope for you all, that we can erase that fear from your lives. It is not a small task, but one that needs to be searched out quietly and slowly. But eventually, I hope that when your time comes to return home, you can say, I have learned much. For this I only can give thanks to that great creative force which has allowed me the opportunity to bring you a little knowledge. For this I will be eternally grateful. I know and I feel your love, my dear friends, and I will always be amazed each time I come to you to feel encompassed by it. I feel all this time that perhaps we have spoken enough. But remember my words. Allow yourselves to recap on all that we have spoken about. Allow yourself that regeneration of spirit as we approach the winter of your time. And let us work towards that rejuvenation of spirit in order that we can learn more from what I have to bring you in time to come. My blessings are with you all, and now